flip. You know what I mean?
When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Is the actual lyric big pizza pie?
I hope it's a big pizza pie.
Or is that like a parody version?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's the real lyric, but that's crazy.
Like a big pizza
so
pie.
So uneducated.
Crazy.
Yes.
It's so, uneducated. Like a toddler wrote a song.
And
when the moon looks like a pizza.
It's Italians.
It's very first draft.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Italians, welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And our guest today is a great stand-up comedian, friend in real life, hilarious lady, Amy Cardinale.
Hi.
Italian.
Hi. That was so nice. Thank you.
Hello. You're welcome. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm glad to be here.
Great.
You're
as if we haven't been hanging out for an hour.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
Are you from Long Island?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're maybe one of my biggest, like, true stereotype Long Island. I don't think I know another Long Islander that's, like, cool.
But yeah, I could see that. It's pretty
they're
bad.
Rare. Yeah, they're rare.
Absolutely.
I sometimes stolen valor being from Long Island because my family lives there and I would spend, like, the whole summer there and shit.
Yeah.
And I occasionally talk like I'm from Long Island.
I kind of like that.
That's when you cut it off.
Yeah, because everyone in my family talks like that.
Oh, it's all the time.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do steal Long Island, which is you have to be from such a bad place to steal Long Island.
I used to lie that I was, but I don't think, I don't know. It's not a hot accent.
No.
But
no.
It is fun.
It's fun, but it's not like,
some
man,
are
bowls.
Neither hot
like,
nor it's fun.
No.
But this one at least is fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Canadian is not hot and also not fun.
It's fun.
You think so?
It's funny.
And that's the difference.
It's when it's
hot.
Like strong.
He is it going, everybody.
Yeah, that sucks,
it
actually.
Sucks. Not sexy.
It does suck, actually.
No. Yeah, you're supposed to say, like, come on over and fuck me.
I think if you
Paddington
had
Bear.
A crush on someone who had that accent, you would think it was cute.
Yeah, but not.
But you wouldn't be able to acquire a crush. If you had, like, a friend who had that accent and then found out they have a crush on you, the accent might be the thing that stops you.
Yes. It's horrid. But I have, like, I have a fascination with Long Islanders because they're like the worst people alive and they're so close to us. And I mean, not you.
I'm so honored.
Not you, but you're the people.
It is crazy how close they are to New York City and how different it is.
They're townies.
Oh, it's so trashy.
Yeah.
They act like they're not like close to like culture.
Yeah.
And they're horrible.
Well, they also act like they hate the city.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, I'm not, I would never go into the city.
I would
it's like
never.
The place with all the art, music, and food. You don't want to, it's a 40 minute train ride away. You don't want to go.
I mean, but you were birthed out of this. There's cool people from Long Island. I'm like, how?
How'd
well,
you make
cool
it out?
There's cool people from everywhere, I think. But
I don't talk to anyone from there anymore.
Yeah, it is. I want ASMR of you. I don't talk to anyone from there.
I really don't. Everyone's gone. I don't talk to anybody. And the people, like one or two people, but they're pretty horrible.
Yeah. I don't talk to anyone from my hometown.
Yeah.
Except for I have a few friends who also moved out.
You and got it, though.
Yeah. Those are the people.
To be a cool person, you got to get out.
Yeah, for sure.
You simply cannot stay in your hometown. I understand that right now you might not have the means to get out, but at least dream of it.
Yes.
Do something.
At the very least, you must dream of it. Unless your hometown is, like, really sick.
Yeah.
What's a good hometown?
New York.
I'm from Vancouver. It used to be.
That's pretty badass.
Vancouver's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but there is something about it being your hometown that makes it not cool anymore. For you to be living there,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm taking a bus to Dunbar.
Right.
I was like, all right.
Also, your biggest mistakes were when you were a kid, so you're like sitting in your mistakes.
Yes.
Dude. Like your bad memories are like, oh, let's go to that restaurant. Oh, I threw up there.
When I was in high school, I wanted to move so fucking badly. I had to get out of Albany. I fucking hated it
you're
there.
You're from Albany?
Yeah. And so now when
almost
I go
worse,
there,
I would say
no. That's
on
why
par,
I. That's why I secretly I try to claim Long Island because Albany is so fucked up. But now when I go back there, because I wanted to leave so badly when I was younger, I get that anxiety again. Like it's like PTSD. Like I get that. Like I gotta go. I gotta leave here. I
can't. How many exits till you feel it? Like when you're like a mile or two away.
Well, I take the train because I can't drive.
Okay.
But two stops.
Two stops. There's always a distance
to feel like
where
I'm
it starts to come.
Yeah.
Because you're going back in two stops.
Also,
you start recognizing.
Two stops out. Two stops out.
That.
Also, on the train from New York to Albany, two stops out, your phone service stops working. So you have to just think about the fact that you're going to Albany.
Into the
yeah, you got
tunnel.
No distraction.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You simply must go to sleep.
I mean, I don't really go back to Vancouver anymore because everyone is rich and gone there. But like, it is, I'm going to be honest, it's kind of a slay to be like, I'm from Vancouver.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't think we know enough about Canada.
Yeah. Well,
like, I think in Canada it's a sleigh, but here we just hear Canada. We don't really know, like, the...
Yeah, I don't know. I've
the classic Americans.
It could be in New Jersey, for all I know.
Don't you dare.
I love New Jersey.
I kind of do, too. I don't like New Jersey, but the parts of New Jersey I like, I really like.
Oh, I don't. I love.
What's your top New Jersey destination?
But I always bomb in New Jersey. They don't like
What's my top?
No.
I like the shore.
Oh, don't say that.
I like being trash. I like trashy shit.
Yeah.
I like carnivals. You know, it's like a carnival vibe. I like places where everybody's desperately sad and pretending to have fun.
And has no teeth.
That.
Yeah.
That's I do like that. Okay, now I'm in.
Like, that's why I like Atlantic City. I like that everyone there is horribly sad and being like,
it's so
and being
bad.
Like, this is fun, right? We're having
everyone's
fun.
Everyone's like a ghost of a person.
Oh my God. I did shows in Atlantic City last weekend.
How'd it go?
And I forgot that I have this joke about how cops beat their wives. And so it was already coming out of my mouth when I remembered I was in Atlantic City. And they laughed at it, and I was in a way where I was like, "No, no, no! That means it's true, and it's you guys."
Oh, they're like, "Ha ha! We do be doing that."
Yeah.
Oh,
that's crazy. Rough. It's like, LOL. Whoops.
I mean, well, speaking of desperately sad but trying to be happy at the same time, which is terrible to be around that all the time.
Florida, by the way.
Yes, but I am so I collect
freaks.
Okay.
At my birthday. True freaks. At my birthday. She collected. He was like Benjamin Button.
She told me.
He literally was 12 and 45 at the same time.
Yeah.
And he was literally sucking on her tits, like just happy to be there.
Yeah.
And I was like, first I thought I was like, my meds were not working. And I just like visualize a man. Because that's my Prozac. It's always on the table.
Shout out to Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin was like, definitely didn't come with friends. He was definitely by himself. And you were like grooming him in the corner. Like I come over and he's
you were licking his head like a cat.
He was just like celebrating birthdays with her. Oh. Like there was just all, and I came over and I was like,
"Do you need help?" And I'm like, "No, I'm a pig in shit."
You
right
came
now.
Over and you were like, "We got to talk about Kevin."
Yes, hey,
hey,
hey.
Kind of fun.
Oh, that was. I never forget him. I remember him.
He was so funny. He was so drunk. He came over and he's like, "You're the most beautiful woman." I was like, "Oh yeah."
He's like, "My mom's sick and I have no money." And I was like, "Kevin, you're ruining the vibe."
My mom's sick and I have no money.
And he's like, "I have to provide." And then I was like, "Kevin, let's."
Oh, I walked away. This is what I left her with the trauma. And I go, "Okay, bye."
I always do that to her. One of the only fights Andrea and I have ever had is a time I did that to her and I was like, I don't know I can't.
You left me with the scariest person alive.
Yeah. I also didn't realize he was scary until after.
It was a lady.
I thought he was just annoying. Oh,
it was a lady.
Of different.
Scary ladies
are way worse
for me. Scary men, I'm like, daddy.
That was a scary lady.
Yeah. The one of the scariest people.
She's alive, but you know what I mean.
Soon enough. She'll be a missing person eventually. But Kevin... When they come in and they're a mess, I'm like, ooh, let's like find out how you're a mess. Like, I know you're a mess. Now I need to see
how.
Yeah,
you have a sickness. We've talked about this on the pod.
Yeah,
did he actually open up to you?
Of course.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm very neutral.
His mom's sick.
I caught that one.
He was seeing a girl for a while, and then he got really drunk one night, and she said, I don't think we have the same values.
Yeah, well, she's
like,
right.
Kevin, what did you say?
Also, queen.
yes. And I was like, Kevin, have you considered the program? And he was like, I should. And I'm like,
do you think he's an alcoholic?
Yes.
I think everyone's
at
an alcoholic.
At a bar, yes. At a bar alone, stumbles over, talks to three women. One of these women was an actress, and she was like hot in a way that I couldn't look directly at her. And Kevin shot his shot. It was a type of boldness that not a sober person would ever attempt.
Yeah, of course.
Kevin was cute. But here's my thing. Recently, I got in the beehive with
a
toxic person. I'll talk to it in veiled terms.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, respectfully, after 35, no more new friends.
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
Yeah.
The application process has to be stringent.
Yeah.
And you have got to really dazzle me for me to bring you into the fold.
Yeah, if you already have friends.
Yes.
As a 35-year-old who already has friends and community, what are we doing here?
What? It's weird. I think it's odd that you want to collect broken toys.
Yeah.
I think it's odd that you can't be alone and that you don't have, like,
you're saying
three...
it's odd for someone to collect broken toys?
It's me. I was like, enough of this with the fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it used to, like, get me high to figure
Thank
out...
Thank God. I've been saying this to you for years.
It's an ongoing problem that I have, but I'm like, you're sick. If you have, like, a giant friend group and you're, like, past 35, you're a fucking weird mentally
ill. Oh my god,
person.
People who have, we've talked about this
Sorry
before,
if that's
but
you. Hi, that's me. Yeah.
No, but people,
you were at my party. It's a lot of people.
But we all have a ton of friends because we do comedy, but I mean like a ton of people who you think are like your best friends.
Yes.
Oh, it's and me. Like,
you know,
it's Amy. Me.
Okay, I'm talking about people who have like it's 15 my- girls in their wedding party.
No, not
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking
about. But
that's
I collect
I mean.
New friends every year.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I have old and new, and don't I can even it. Be friends. Like, one of my friends
some are
now
silver,
is.
Some are gold.
Yeah, yeah, well, some of my friends now, like, that I mommy are like 24, and
don't
they're
no,
in jiu-jitsu.
No, you what can't you be doing, doing that.
I just.
You can't be mommying the 24-year-olds. You have to let them, you have to let the baby birds fly.
Don't adopt Kevin.
No. I would never know. It's I always adopt- women. It's never men. I don't
that's
really.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
It's but always women.
But women go through a lot.
Bitches be crazy.
Women go through a lot and they need a lot of help.
Yeah.
I can't say, I try to, I don't know. I think my heart is always, I try.
Me too. Yeah.
And then, not- and then I'm like, it's, I think people think that I'm too interested in them because I'm just, I know how to talk. And then they're like, oh, she loves me. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I just, I
have the opposite problem.
Yeah.
I haven't made a new friend in 15 years.
I think I'm one of your only
Everyone
friends.
Everyone who talks to me, well, I have friends. Yeah. I have a lot of friends. Yeah. But it's but all of them, our relationship at first was a little contentious. And then I had to get over it.
Well, you
it.
Never know because you're very hard to read. So
thank you
certain,
so much. Yeah. I'm not, I'm just a bitch.
There are certain people, like, I'm not, am I bitchy? I
no,
don't know.
No, you're the opposite.
I feel like there's certain
you're a
people.
A big, freaky, open hole like I am.
Yeah, that's I'm a huge
and I'm a brick wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm a brick wall in certain situations, so I understand. But I never know if certain people like me, so I stay away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not in the mean way where I'm like, oh, well, all right. And then I'll see them and they're nice to me and I'm like, but you hate me. And they're like, where do you come up with this? And I go, I don't need to like talk to you about it.
That's the thing. People always want to talk to me about it, but it's from the angle of they think I hate them.
Well,
and
they're making themselves
hateable.
Yeah, but they're making themselves hateable by having the conversation. I just like
making
register.
Yourself hateable is such a thing.
It really is.
Stop making yourself hateable. Stop making me have an emotional conversation with you when we've met seven times. I don't know you like
men
that.
Men or women? What's some
both?
Both.
Both.
And I'm going to say this, unfortunately, I used women. To be a collector. I used to be
also,
a collector
by the way, women.
Of women friends. And I got to say,
I tried that. We all were in that chat when I tried that. And I was like, oh, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I got so overwhelmed. I called one of my friends and I called Carmen and I go, I'm going to have a mental breakdown. I need to delete the chat.
You were trying so hard to do something nice.
Much anxiety.
It was really nice.
And she's like, you're giving me so much headspace. And I was like, I feel like it's like a coven of witches and I can't handle it. It's like too much.
No, I love all the women in my life. I prefer the company of women to men. I will defend women till I die.
Yeah.
But
you get yourself in trouble from that. I got myself in trouble for
that. I can
that.
Only have three at most. And it's a lot.
Well, also like
it's
the women we're friends with just are busy.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Which is great.
Like, so we can all be friends. We don't have to fucking, it isn't Sex in the City. We simply can't get breakfast every Saturday morning.
I know.
We just can't.
And that's tragic. But I think that people push for their whole lives to be that.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog.
I've been getting.
In this economy.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
I'm walking in.
I've been getting,
I can't pay fucking $14 for eggs at the diner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wait, I've been getting myself in trouble because then I have male friends that mistreat women and I defend the women.
Me too. Yes.
And then I get myself in trouble where they'll be like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, sleep with this person. I go, well, what about that person?
Same.
Yeah.
And then I go, I have no allegiance to this person, but I think we've all been that girl.
Yes. Yeah.
And I always feel the need to like say that because I do. I'm not going to, I'll be like, hey, even though I'm ruining the vibe, I'm like, hey, what about? And I got to stop doing that because it's not my place.
No,
but I think it's just my instinct because I care about women.
Yes.
So it's like, it comes
no,
up.
No, you
like,
don't have to stop doing that. You don't have to stop doing that.
Yeah, no, I think it's good to do that.
I love seeing a guy, I'll be like friends with a guy and then I'll meet his girlfriend for the first time. And I love seeing myself change in his eyes because he thought I'd be on his side because we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was hanging out with this couple that I know, or like I was at a show with a guy I know and he brought his girlfriend. And someone asked her if she was a comedian and he just like as a bit was like, she's not funny. And I was like, I think she's funny.
Yeah.
I was like, I think she's funny and I think she's smart and I think she's hotter than you.
Yeah.
And he was like, I thought we were friends. And I was like, she's a girl.
Right.
What do you mean we're friends?
Yeah.
We're friends. She's my sister, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
Also, by the way, what's her name? We haven't formally met yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll lay down on the tracks and die for women as a concept, but I think that I really am a broken woman magnet, and I have to, like, I gotta just be like, sorry, the applications are closed.
Yes. We're not taking on any new members right now.
I can't.
It's too much.
I did it yesterday and I was in hell. I met a woman with borderline and she trapped me.
And I do want to say that I sniffed that out. The first thing you told me about that woman, I was like, she's bad for your headspace.
I know. And she climbed into my mind palace and she tortured me. And I was like, because I'm doing it because I like feel like I have to care for them or I feel
guilty. You don't.
Guilty.
It's not your place because would they care if they can't care for you? So walk away.
Sick. I have a sickness.
Yeah,
and
but you have
boundaries.
To preserve yourself.
You have to lock up your mind palace.
And I don't care if that's bitchy. It's like some people just like they siphon onto you.
Yeah.
And it's like there's even people in comedy. It's like I just get like they throw their shitty life at my face.
Yes.
And I'm just like, read the room, dude.
I know.
And
we were all having a good time.
Yeah. But if I don't have your number in my phone, you got no right
that's
to
great.
Be talking about me.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I need your phone number or what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I don't have your phone number, you can't tell me you're suicidal because how am I going to call you to check on you?
Yeah.
I don't know you like that, dude.
No.
I'm a sober person who also enjoys watching people crumble because that's my sick little joy. Yeah. I'm slowly getting rid of every last piece of toxicity I have. I'm like, I'm drinking matcha instead of coffee, even though it's higher caffeine. And I'm also like, I can't revel in people's terrible lives. And not even in a mean way. It's just like, it's like a train wreck I like to watch. But now it's like, it's not even fun for me anymore.
No.
It's like when you stop.
It's exhausting.
You're like the end of your drinking career. And you're like, this isn't even good anymore.
Yeah, it's like, why am I doing this?
Yes, it used to be fun. They used to be sparkly and exciting. And like, I met this woman who had borderline, and I'm like, oh, you're just going to, like, make me feel special and lash out at me, because that's what they all do.
Yeah.
It's not fun anymore.
Unless they're, you know, getting
like
the proper treatment.
No, but I feel
agreed.
Like,
I hope
no,
they
but
do.
I feel like it's never been fun. And then also people's energy. Like, I'm in my 30s. I'm like, even I don't feel bad. Like, your energy rubs off on me for the rest of the day. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Now I have to go home and feel weird.
Yeah.
Because you told me the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. Unconsensually.
Yes.
Non-consensually.
No, that's and it's daylight out. Hello.
Hello.
Wait till nighttime.
Yeah.
I have to go be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So horrible.
I have to go be funny. And you just told me the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, dude. Mm-hmm. Put a lid on it.
Yeah, no, seriously. Seriously.
Know.
Like, I was molested. I'm like, it's 4 p.m.
Dude,
I know.
Everyone tells me everyone who's ever been molested has told me about it.
Yeah, that's a magnet for you. People
for some reason,
telling you they're molested.
I think I read as molested.
You do.
And I don't know if
I'm sorry.
But
that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So people who have been molested
love being
like, I was molested too. And I'm like, I never said that about myself.
What do we all read as? Like
molested.
Amy, what do you think you read as?
I don't know, because I don't think you can ascribe your. I feel
you,
feels,
you
I'd
can't
have
do
to.
Yourself. It's like giving yourself a nickname.
Let me see.
No, because you technically gave her. You guys joined in on her identity of molestation. I'm sorry, honey.
And that's okay.
What do you
that's
think
okay,
mine
I wasn't.
Is? Go for. It. Be brutally honest. You're not gonna hurt
what
me.
What is yours?
I think yours is like, you know, when you're going to think this is mean, you know, when you have like a diner waitress who's so cool and nice
and you
feel like you can tell her anything.
Yes.
That's yours.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
or
nice.
Or like bartender kind of like one of those people that works in a, like you sit down at the bar and she's like, what's going on, hon?
Yeah. Yes. Big time.
Hey. Two doubles in a row. What's going on?
Okay. What's going on, baby?
Yeah.
Come on, let's call him.
Call home.
Yeah.
Come on, call home.
Yeah.
Call your son.
Yours is like a fixer, but then also a destructor. You're like Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
Or I think as we all get older, the heart part of you is opening up more, but you're also siphoning it because you're like, I can't anymore. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I said that to someone last night. I'm like, I'm in my 30s. I don't have time.
I'm tired.
Good.
I also think
I'll
you
ghost
give...
if I want to ghost. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also think you give like formerly mentally ill person.
Yes.
Which is why mentally ill people are like, you'll get this.
Yeah. And I'm
like
fuck, I actually
you
do.
Read that you have a lot of stories and photos
of
things.
Yeah. I'm two wolves as fuck, but they're,
and aren't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah, but one wolf is always bigger. Like, which one do you think now?
One's the alpha.
Which, as the alpha.
I think your alpha's switching.
Yeah, I'd say,
ooh.
You know.
Men find me scary when they see
me,
which is crazy. I'm like the least scary, but I'll always get like, I used to be intimidated by you. I'm like,
people find me scary too, which I love.
Yeah. I think it's just because I have black hair.
I don't get that.
Yeah. Because you're not a man.
No, but I just don't see it. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I think she's more intimidating.
Oh, for sure. By a mile. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I want to be intimidating.
You'll never be intimidating.
I think you are. When I first met you, I was a little intimidated by you.
Why?
Well, because... I'm so weird. I tell you this?
Because I'm so weird and I love it.
Because the first time I met you, I was hosting a show you were on and I asked you... I had to ask you something and you had headphones in and you answered with headphones in and I was like, she hates me.
No, I have them in. And sometimes there's no music because it calms me down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now I know you, so I know that. But I didn't know you. Sorry. Don't be sorry. It's hilarious.
I don't think I'm cool at all.
But I was like, okay,
like
I guess she hates
loser.
Me.
No, you're not.
No, but no, people are like, I'm literally like, look, who am I?
Oh, shut up. You're like hot as hell and successful.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah, you also read as don't know your worth, but that's literally every woman I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, but I feel like if you can't get it, like it's like when you go on stage and someone messes up your name, it's like, who are we? Like, it's just a thing. Yeah. Someone
it's crazy
was nervous,
to give a fuck.
And I've seen people when I've hosted that have gotten on me about it. And I'm like, maybe I had a bad day. Maybe something, you know what I mean?
Maybe I can't fucking read.
And you're a white dude. You look like everybody else. Yeah, relax.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's also like, I already feel bad at my job for messing up your name. You don't need to be mean to me about it.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't have a graceful transition for this, but you guys, I have to tell you about this TikTok.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's Lizzie's TikTok corner.
I have to tell you about this because I can't talk about anything else without bringing this up for like a while.
Oh, thanks, honey.
So this is one of those TikToks where it's just someone filming their face and there's music over it, but the text... There's text over the whole thing. So I'm just going to read the text.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I love it.
We don't need
to see
the video. We don't need to hear the video. There's nothing there. I just need to read you the text, okay? Yes. This was posted by Moist Weave on TikTok.
Her name's Ava. Yeah.
Okay. About to go have a one-on-one with my boss. Feels like bad news. Coworker complained that I put my late lizard's body in the fridge for literally 1 hour. Tupperware is sterile. ... Common knowledge. Fuck my stupid fucking life. I'm obsessed with her.
Oh my god. Wait. Your late lizard.
Dead lizard in the fridge. Yeah. She put a dead lizard
in
the fridge.
For one hour.
In a Tupperware.
Sterile.
And the comments.
Oh, I love
so,
a comment. Throw it out.
Dude, somebody, like her responses to the comments are so funny. Someone said, did you put it in the fridge or freezer? Because that's what makes the difference, in my opinion. And she said, I literally cannot make the situation clearer. In all caps, fridge so she wouldn't ice over.
Dude, this woman would be all over me immediately.
Oh, I'm surprised. Maybe your friends. Fridge,
we're probably talking right
now. Somebody else said, I would not report someone for having a dead lizard in the fridge, but I would be absolutely mortified that someone would think to put it in the fridge with everyone else's food. And she replied, and I'm mortified when people wear black shoes with brown belts, but I don't say anything.
I love her.
As if it's not a dead lizard. Somebody else said, I get being caught off guard by seeing it. Hindsight is 20/20. I always put my stuff in the fridge, hidden in my lunchbox, because I'm paranoid about people seeing what's in there and being weird. As if that's comparable to a dead lizard.
I have samosas.
And she commented, she goes, it's not like I put a crack pipe in the fridge. Sometimes we just need to cope, you know? Adulthood. But thank you.
What does she look like?
I love her. She's just like a blonde girl.
So she's not, I would think like purple hair septum ring.
No, she's like, sorry. She's like a blonde normal girl.
Oh, I love when a blonde normal girl is crazy like this. See, I'm so hooked on it.
No, that would be, see, there you go.
I'm hooked on it. I'm already fucking drooling right now.
And then somebody else said, I really hope this played out like The Office when Michael tells Kelly to pretend he's yelling at her and she fake cries into laughter after she sabotaged Dwight and Jim for not going to her party. And Ava responded, not familiar, period. It in fact played out like Rochelle from HR telling me I was getting fired and Thomas from sales being an unrelenting asshole.
Fuck Thomas from sales, by the way.
Babe, put your dead lizard in the fridge.
I feel like sometimes the comments are so good.
It's like a
55-year-old black guy saying the most blatantly true thing.
Dude.
And you're just like in four words and you're like, that's funnier than anything I could ever think of in my life.
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay.
A middle-aged black man will take you down in a way that no one else can.
But the way that she's fighting for her life in these comments and she's so convinced she's right is why I'm obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
She put a dead lizard in the fridge. That's crazy.
It's objectively
crazy.
In a
clear Tupperware. It's
insane.
Bonkers. Of course I'd complain.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, yeah, I'd complain if I was your coworker too. And Ava says, I fail to see the difference between a turkey sandwich and a singular lizard obscured by a paper towel in a glass Tupperware.
Obscured by a paper towel.
And then she said, this is why women will never be free in the workplace.
That is so crazy.
Yep.
And she's right.
I would throw my food out. I would feel weird. Would you?
Yes. Yes, I would feel weird. It's not right what she did.
Someone else said, I'm sorry, but this is so strange. And Ava said, it was not an ideal scenario. I will certainly say that. That's all the concession she'll get.
It's not ideal. Was she on her way? I'm like, were you on your way to get the lizard stuff?
Was she with the lizard and it was alive and it died at the office?
We don't know for sure, but based on the comments, she's implying that this was part of her grieving process. Like the lizard died and she needed to have it at work. That's why she's being like, this is what happened. I was coping with something.
Yeah.
You put your dead lizard in the fridge.
I don't know why the freezer.
You put your dead lizard in the fridge.
Don't you think freezer's better?
She said she doesn't want her to freeze over.
Right. I know, but the smell, you know?
I know.
Yeah. I can understand this woman's logic.
Me too.
Like, I can go internally and be like, I know what the internal logic was.
See, I can't. That's why you get the crazy stuff. Yeah. I look at it and I'm like, oh, you need to be like taken away.
Yeah.
And see, I don't understand it, but I'm like, pop off, queen. Put your lizard in the fridge.
She's fun. I'm like her parents were probably hoarders, and so she has like animal hoarding.
Dead lizard in the office fridge,
and
dude.
It symbolizes her inability to let go.
I failed to
see
the difference.
Person that goes through your things when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's
dude,
the vibe.
She's nuts.
I know. I love that.
Yeah. I can't keep a stable friend or partner for more than 4 to 5 months.
I fail to see the difference between a turkey sandwich and a dead lizard.
It's the argument in the comments that really gets
me. Yeah.
Because she's so earnest.
She's sticking to her guns. I love that she's sticking to her guns. I need a t-shirt of this. I fail to see the difference between a dead lizard.
I fail to see the difference between a turkey sandwich
and
a singular dead lizard.
A singular dead
she's
lizard.
She's like smart. You know what I mean?
I know.
The comments are like smart. That's why I'm like...
My question to you guys is, do you think she deserved to get fired?
No.
I think dead lizard warrants a warning.
Yes. Suspension.
I think something else must have been building. Like she might have had some strikes against her.
She's definitely not easy to be around.
Yeah. She's clearly unwell. So maybe that was like the final straw.
It gives them the ability to fire her. Dead lizard gives you the ability to fire someone for sure.
It's a very visceral thing.
I could certainly see myself being like, well, it doesn't say in the rule book.
Would you leave the lizard? Or would you take it with you when you got fired?
Of course I'd take it. I would take it and I'd make a big stink about taking it. I'd be like, everybody wants my dead fucking lizard out of the fridge. So I'm shaking it.
Yeah. I mean, the dead lizard.
I would throw it at Thomas from sales.
Yes. The dead lizard symbolizes her sister who died from cancer.
Right.
And
but see, this is your problem.
Yeah.
She might just suck.
And that's why I have to stop.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You talked to so many crazy people that you were able to come up with that narrative.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm shocked.
I know before they even tell me.
Oh,
but sometimes, it's not.
It's sick. I know.
Sometimes they just fucking suck.
I build universes.
Like there was a girl, that like made you feel bad for her by the way she was acting. She would like cry to you all the time and shit. And then we found out through listening to her more that she had a more privileged life than anyone we've ever known.
This happened
in
real life?
Yes.
So I walk away quickly because I can't handle it. I go, I got to go to the bathroom, and then I won't go
to
the bathroom. I'll just go walk to the other side of the room, and I'll look right at your eye.
Yeah.
I go look at my phone in the bathroom.
Yeah. Preserve your energy, baby.
I know. It's a drug, and I'm detoxing.
Dead lizard girl could be a spoiled fucking brat.
I can think of three names that have definitely attacked you at certain points in my life. Because they've attacked me. I can't even imagine what they've done.
I'm a roving target.
And those three people have come up to me and been like, I feel like you hate me. And I've gone,
I would have been like, yeah, I do. Good job. Good job reading that.
That's tough that you feel that way. Sorry about that. Anyway, I got to pee.
I feel like I want to
forever.
Yeah. I feel like I want to carry the sins of everyone's trauma on my back, and which is really God complexy and gross.
Yeah.
You know, part of what I'm doing here is like gross. And that's what I spent.
Well, nobody can ever leave you if you're carrying
Shut
around
up!
Their shame.
Shut the fuck up. No one needs to say that part of it.
Yeah, but you're also aware. There's a level
of fun.
Yeah.
There's a level of awareness.
Yeah, I got a dead lizard in the fridge. I'm having fun.
By the way, Lizzie, I was molested. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I fucking knew it.
I knew I was going to laugh. I couldn't hold it. I couldn't even.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Does statutory rape count?
Sorry.
Does
stat rape count?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe.
Yeah.
Then maybe I was.
Yeah.
Maybe you were.
I had to think about what that was. That's how you know it never happened to me. I was like, what is that?
I mean, I got a little molested by another girl. What do we think about that?
Well, we can't get into child-on-child sexual abuse on the pod. We just can't.
We can't. That's fine.
We just can't open that can of dead lizard.
I got nothing. I was a virgin for so long.
Well, how long were you? When did you lose your virginity?
You're
hot and tiny. Why doesn't everyone pass me around?
I don't know
around?
Why you think that. I was.
You're literally hot.
Because I have eyes.
No. I think, stop. Yeah. I'd say like 18, but it was to like a weird DJ guy that mm-hmm. liked me.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
18 to a guy with a ponytail and red hair who thought he was like going to start a cult.
Lawn chair in a basement.
16 to a guy who could only close one of his eyes.
Oh, you know what's funny? Was that I could have told you. It's always a face thing with her.
And then after he finished, he showed me his gun.
I win.
You do win. Why could he not close the other?
He got attacked by a shih tzu when he was a kid.
Okay, that's the saddest dog to be like victimized by. Because logic, it can't jump on
you. Well, he was little.
What a pussy. Shout out to that shih tzu.
And now his eyes just open.
No, but the first time I got fingered was my gynecologist.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, what's this?
Probably me too, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Well, not you, buddy.
I got fingered young, dude.
You got fingered with a gun.
It's a humble brag.
Yeah, I got fucked with a gun when I was 14.
What kind of gun was it?
That he showed me after, like a rifle of some kind.
Oh, so it was a big one.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Long gun.
And he didn't say anything. He came immediately. He put his dick in me and came. Then walked into the bathroom, flushed the condom down the toilet, walked out of the bed. We were in his parents' bedroom. Oh. Walked out of his parents' bedroom into his bedroom and came back in with the gun. And I was like, tight.
This is it.
This is your origin story.
What a magical moment for me to tell my daughter about someday.
So respect yourself.
Yeah. When mommy and daddy are in love.
Sometimes daddy has to show mommy his gun.
Sometimes daddy has to.
So funny.
He came so fast that I remember being like, this is what everyone's talking about.
Yeah,
wow.
For sure.
You had that moment where you're like, what is this?
Yeah, because I was like watching Grey's Anatomy and I was like, everybody was like, we had sex 7 times.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's you guys like that?
Yeah.
But now I get it.
When people, thank God. Yeah. When men take out guns without your consent, which I have also been a part of, they're so
excited. I'm so
It's happened to me a
There's
lot.
They're
here.
So
this has
exciting.
Never
really?
It's happened to me a lot.
It's happened to me a fair amount. Yeah. They always are so excited to bring it out. And they don't warn you before sometimes, and they have this real shit eating grin that they're like, look, there's the gun now.
Yeah, they're evil.
Yeah,
they're evil. This guy, I think, was just truly... He still follows me on Instagram. He might listen to this.
Yeah.
But I think he was truly just, like, insecure about how fast he came. And he was doing a thing where he was like, look, I'm cool in a man.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was in, like, full panic mode. Because he had told me that he wasn't a virgin, but he, like, definitely was.
Yeah.
And I think he was, like, really freaking out and was like, check this out. This is cool.
What?
Sorry, I can't fuck.
What would be the female equivalent of a gun to show off?
Like a history of mental hospital stays.
Or, like vibrator.
Yeah,
huge dildo. Yeah. Huge dildo.
Huge, like rubber fist.
Yeah. Did you guys try to pretend that you were good at sex when you knew you were bad?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I would be on top just like falling over
or
being
like woo! Or in telling the story to other people.
Just be like, I was so crazy last night.
It was awesome. It was so hot.
I was like throwing up and crying and falling over. Yeah.
It's like, it's me and an adult man bumping foreheads a couple times until he fucking goofs in me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I was like, yeah, the sex is great.
Yeah.
I had a really hot roommate. I remember I would be like the friend that like I was very weird, and she would have sex with a guy, and then I'd be like throwing up in the bathroom because I drank too much, and the other guy that was like death, you know, when they assign the other one to fuck you, mm-hmm. you know, because you're the roommate's like, you got to take that one, and I want this one, and he's like are you good,
like rubbing your back,
vomiting all over, and he's like, I'll be fine. Like nothing intimate happened between me at all. I was just like throwing up in the garbage can, and I go, oh, so hot last night.
Oh,
they were like, you
crazy
just
night.
Fell asleep on the toilet. You
didn't. The new gun is them telling me about how they got molested.
Yes.
Sex with me, and then they go, by the way,
there's some
molested.
Sort of connection between weaponry and touching.
I mean,
at a young age.
I mean,
do you think you've been with a guy that's been molested?
Almost exclusively, babe.
Yeah. We all have, by the way.
Yeah, the numbers are crazy.
The numbers
on that
are crazy high.
I
you think all
one of
us
guys,
have?
It's like Amy, it's something crazy.
Amy, I asked one of these guys, I was like, he told me he got molested, and I was like, hey, crazy thing to say, this keeps happening to me.
Yeah.
Every guy I date has been molested. Why is? And I asked him, I was like, is there something about me that makes you feel like you can tell me that?
Yeah.
And he said, I think there's just more of us out there than people think.
That's really sad.
Yeah. I know. I know. That is really
the
sad.
The numbers on it are crazy.
Yeah. And if that if someone told me that, I'd be like, let's sit down in the corner and we're going to talk about it.
And I tried to date that guy.
Yeah.
And then he said, it's not going to work.
And then he was like, come visit me in Florida.
It was Philadelphia. He said, it's not going to work. I live in Philadelphia. And I said, that's an hour and a half train ride. And he said, please stop talking to me.
Great.
He had cool tattoos.
Yeah, he was
hot. We've all been there, babe.
We've all been there. Should we take a little break, skis, and then come back with some more terrible stories?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're back, baby.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Amy has some great little thoughts, takes, hot little pieces.
Some hot little takes.
Hot little takes. I'll let you take
which
the stage.
One should I start with?
The one
whatever
I like
you
the
want.
Most.
Yeah, do the
okay,
one
I like
likes.
This one. Okay, yeah. Respectfully, I think that women shouldn't be obligated to tell men how many people they've been with.
Dude, I'll go one step further. I think you shouldn't tell them, no matter how you personally feel about
it. I think even if your family is being held over a fire by a string, and there's
hold
like,
that
it's
close
almost
to the
over,
chest.
I'd be like, I'm... still not telling.
Sorry,
not
Mom. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a good run. You're in the 60s.
She's going to hear it. She's right over there
over
the fire.
She's probably got a higher.
Not my mom.
Yeah, well, God bless.
Yeah. Not your mom. Maybe mine, though.
Yeah, maybe hers.
And my
number
isn't high, but it's also just like this societal thing where
what's
it's like
number?
Women, it's...
No, don't make her say it on the pod.
But it's actually pretty low, which is embarrassing.
As we're saying, women shouldn't tell people.
It's lower than people would think. It's pretty low. But my feeling is I think women have to bow down to men so much in society.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just like we don't need to do it to ourselves when we're put in situations.
Yeah.
So say that situation happens, it's not because they'll respect you more for whatever you say.
Yeah.
So you don't, what do you owe to that person?
Well, my point about how I think women shouldn't do it, even if like I could tell my boyfriend, it wouldn't change the way he feels about me. It'd be fine, but I won't. Cause I think women shouldn't do it in general because it's like bad for the team.
Yeah.
Like stop setting the precedent that women will tell you. It's not anybody's fucking business.
Yeah.
It's not anybody's fucking business how many people you've slept with. You don't have to tell your friends. You don't have to tell your boyfriend. You don't have to tell anybody.
Just be a good person. That's what matters more.
Dude, the comments on this are going to be, she's such a whore. She makes
it. Yeah, that's why she's hiding it.
That's the thing. I'm not, I just feel like I have weird feminist ideologies where
it's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah.
It is. And that's the weirdest thing because I'm like the biggest prude. But I feel like there is just certain things where I hear my female friends say this and I'm like, the guys you're bowing down to are bad guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're asking you that because they don't respect you and they want another reason not to.
Yes. Yeah.
So stop.
Lock it up.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Nobody asks that because they want better.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't ask that because they have good intentions.
No, no.
Also, any guy who would ask you that, that should be a deal breaker.
Yes.
Hearing that question should be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
If a guy asked me my body count, I'd be like, oh, so you're like a pig fuck.
Yeah.
Who doesn't deserve my energy. That's a crazy fucking thing for you to ask me.
The words body count or like females, there's all these words that are like in manosphere.
Like dog whistle, sexism.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I also like, I'm proud of my body count.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome and insane and I love it because I'm like, God, I really fucked
I lived like a
king.
Live your life, be safe, take care of yourself and take care of other people.
And it's okay to have a secret.
And also just, you don't need to publicize everything. And also just like, just read when people have bad intentions.
Yeah.
And it's always men that do this. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
And my friends are like, well, I feel like, stop making people... stop feeling bad about yourself because other people may want you
There's no good number also. Dude, there's never going to be a good number.
Leah Samson said the best thing. We had a clip with her that we posted where she was saying like, sometimes you'll fuck a guy because you're ovulating. And I said, or because you're sad. And someone commented, imagine adding to your body count because you're sad. And Leah commented, live a little. Oh, I love that.
It's 100%.
I love that.
It's
live
just
a little.
It's just, it just feels, I think it's like, I hear my friends that are like, actually fucking and I'm like, how's it going? But
what's it like?
What's it like? I never have sex. But there's just a part of me where I just feel like society is still so far behind and people are like, things are changing. And I'm like, you're a man saying that. It's never a woman saying things are changing.
No,
it's always a dude being like, well, I don't necessarily agree.
Yeah.
I was like, because you can say that. Because you're at the
top. It's like these guys who are like, politics don't matter. Yeah, to you.
Frankly.
Oh, I'm apolitical? What does that mean?
I met a guy recently who goes, he's to my face, goes, I don't pay attention to politics.
Get fucked.
What?
Also,
at all?
Frankly, I don't know the difference between a dead lizard and a sandwich. is what I'd say to that.
Yes, that's literally what you're saying.
A singular dead lizard. Yeah, singular.
When you're asking a woman her body count, you're saying, I don't know the difference between a woman and a turkey sandwich.
Yes, yes. I
wouldn't want to eat a turkey sandwich that a lot of people have eaten. That's true. But a woman isn't a turkey sandwich. She's
babe,
a person.
Babe. I also think men love to chase. So if you're going to be toxic about the body count thing, not telling them makes them want you more, I feel.
Yeah.
Because their brain is like, what is
it? Really been asked that.
I've been asked it,
but not by someone I was ever serious about.
Because I hear
about
my girlfriends, the younger ones.
Yeah.
My coven of small children will come to me and tell me that. I go, wait, somebody asks that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's not a, like...
Is that a young people thing?
These guys who ask this don't realize that the kind of guy they think they are and the kind of guy they want to be doesn't ask that. They don't realize that.
It feels very incel to me.
It is very incel. Yeah, it's very incel. It's very like...
Women hating.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And they just want to like... They want to like be the only guy you ever fucked. And it's like, then move out of New York City.
Right.
You want to be the only guy I've ever fucked? I fucked the guy whose eyes didn't close.
They also, I fucked a gun, babe.
Yeah.
Are you stronger than a gun?
Right.
Wait, that's so hot.
But they also, I mean, yeah, I've fucked knives. Every weapon has been in my body, any cavity.
Fucked a knife is crazy.
Oh my God. I love it.
But I think that they're.
I'm trying to say, don't put a knife in your pussy. Where's my camera?
Put a cap on it. Do they have caps?
They got the Cuisinart ones.
I got that.
You know what I'm saying.
You've never dragged a knife around and been like,
that's not what I'm talking
what
about.
That be?
You guys know what I'm saying to do.
Yes,
and don't do that.
No, I know. I just think they want them. They want you to be like special and untainted by other men's fucking spunk. But they also want you to be great in bed.
Yes.
And I'm like, babe, the math is not mathing
also,
on that. How do you think we learn?
Also,
by doing.
Obviously, everyone who listens to this knows that we think this, but like, you are not tainted by the many bad sex before.
No.
That's nothing.
That's insane.
So anyone who is asking you your body count thinks that that's true.
Yeah.
And do you want to be with a guy who thinks that that's true? That's so gross.
It's crazy fucked.
And that's probably one of 50 things they're doing that's completely disrespectful.
So
that's the other thing. Like, I've had people apologize to me, even people at my job who have been disrespectful men. And I've been like, they've been like, sorry, I said this. And I go, that was one of 50 things you said.
Yes.
So it's actually worse you're apologizing about one thing rather than addressing the other 50 things you said that were so inappropriate to me.
Or just the way you fucking act around.
And then I just say, it is what it is. That's my response. I go, it is what it is, because that's your character. That's your fucking avatar of like.
Yeah.
Fucking loser that you pick. God bless.
A big thing that I did in my life was I stopped saying it's okay when people apologize to me.
Don't.
I never do it anymore. People apologize to me and I go, all right.
Ooh.
Don't. It's not okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you feel better.
This is going
about
the
way you acted just because you said I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you genuinely apologize to me in a way that made me feel better, then I'll say thank you.
Yeah.
I'll say thank you for apologizing. But if you didn't make me feel better with your apology, I'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, your thing about like it is what it is. Do you know Tracy Carnazzo?
I love her. Yeah.
I mean,
love her.
Incredible.
She's great.
She's the best. You two are kind of similar in energy, and that's why I love you so much. It's the accent, but it's also just like it is what it is. And it's like, with that person that does one thing that's disrespectful on top of like 20 million other things, there's this like thing that you have to do with them where it's like, I'm gonna sit down and have a TED talk with you about like
I've just spent my emotional energy on making you feel better about being an asshole to me.
I feel like it's twofold, because I've said to people where I've dated people where they want to talk because they want me to tell them they're a good guy.
Yeah.
And I say, if you feel bad, it's because you are bad. And then the second thing, right? Because I'm just like, you're bad.
Yeah.
And then what was the other thing that I was gonna say? Is that I'm not gonna be the conversation to change you. And I say this to my female friends all the time, whether it's a man or a woman, they need 500 more of you before they have a revelation and you're wasting your breath.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to be your lesson learned. I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Because even men, I'm like, oh, you need 20 more of me.
Yeah.
You need a broken engagement
and I will understand.
And
I have evidence on this.
Sometimes.
I have evidence on this because I'll have the conversation. I used to, when I was younger, I'd have the conversation.
Oh, we all did.
And then he'll date 6 more girls and text me 3 years later and be like, hey, you were right. Get out of my phone.
You think
I said that at the
same
time?
You're gonna show up on my phone that I pay for
on God Green's phone?
Bitch, I know I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew I was right 6 years ago.
I'm not your Brené Brown.
I've never been wrong. Yes.
There's an older dude. He's a comedian, obviously, and a full-on drunk. Everyone knows he's a drunk. It's very obvious.
Do I know them?
Yes.
Okay.
Great guy. Absolute alcoholic. Will never get out. And he came onto a podcast once that I was producing, and he got divorced, and he went, "It just came out of nowhere." And I'm like, "No, it didn't.
I hate that. I met you for three minutes.
You're an alcoholic. You look like shit.
Well, you know,
babe,
who served the papers now.
Yeah. Right. And she asked you just one little thing over and over and over and over again. And you graded her down by not fucking giving a fuck.
Yeah.
And now it's out of nowhere. And it's like, it's just because of this small thing. No, it's 700.
Dude,
things.
I'm obsessed with the like Reddit posts that are like, my wife left me because I didn't empty the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And all the comments are like, it's not because you didn't. The dishwasher was the last straw.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't listened to her for 40 years.
Yes.
And then on top of that, you couldn't empty the fucking dishwasher.
That's insane.
So true. Yeah. And it's so true because I was having a conversation with my guy friends this morning at jiu-jitsu, and he was like, I'm 43 mm-hmm. and I'm old enough to know that when a woman is done, I will never hear from her again.
Yeah.
I will never hear from her again. And I was like, brilliant.
Yeah. That's good that he knows that. Maybe stop making them run away from you. But yeah. I feel such, there's no ecstasy I feel more than when someone's disrespected me so hard that I'm like, well, I can't anymore.
Yeah.
And I finally am free to walk away. Like, I'm finally
like that.
The permission.
The moment
of like, oh, who cares about this?
Yeah.
I simply can't care about this anymore.
Yeah. I was dating.
I should have done it earlier.
I was dating a really horrible guy, like right before I dated my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I kept breaking up with him, and then he would worm his way back into my life. And like, it was like this whole ongoing horrible thing.
I'm sorry you went through that.
But then when he finally did something so fucking unforgivable that I could just block him on everything, it's like what you were describing. I didn't feel any negative emotion.
That's what you had to do.
You know, like when you break up with someone, sometimes this thing that's like, I can't believe I'll never talk to him again. There was none of that.
It's great.
I was like, fucking bye, dog. Don't ever talk to me
again. And I block people too. People are like, oh, the child just go, no, my peace is everything.
You're blocked.
Yeah, you're blocked. You're done. You're blocked on my phone. You're blocked. Don't message me. It is what it is. I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
It makes me feel powerful.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. It is unfortunate though, is that I do. Sometimes with relationships that maybe could have been ended in a more amicable way, I'll blow up and leave and you'll never hear from me again. And
that's
fine. Okay. Well, good.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's just, and people will always have their opinions like, oh, it's immature. Like, I have another stance, respectfully. I don't think people can be friends with their exes.
Yes.
Respectfully, I don't care.
And you can't.
You're leaving the door open for one reason or another. It's not fair to the partner you're with now.
Yeah.
When we're done, we're done.
There's no reason. If you work together, I would say if you work together, you can be cordial. You can be polite when you see each other.
Yeah.
That's it. You can't fucking text. You're not getting invited to the birthday party.
There's no reason.
You ran the gamble of dating each other.
Unless you had a child together.
Yes.
Yeah. A child.
A child.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a child. A shih tzu. Block. Block.
Yeah.
I'm your new chapter in your life. There's no reason.
If you're splitting custody of a dog with your shitty ex-boyfriend that you should be no contact with,
let it go.
Hey, I'm going to look into the camera and say this to you. Your dog is dead.
Let it go.
Mourn the dog.
Yeah, mourn the dog.
The dog's dead. Go no contact with the guy. The dog is dead.
You can never get over someone unless you cut them out. And I strongly believe that. At least for me. It's like you got to be dead in my head for me to like move to the next
phase. I saw on Valentine's Day, this guy posted a TikTok where he was like filming himself and the girl across from him. And he was like, spending Valentine's Day with my no contact ex-girlfriend at Chili's, hot. And all the comments were like, I saw my no contact. Like, it was all people like agreeing that they do that. And I commented and said, tell her I said, stand up.
Yeah.
Don't spend Valentine's Day with your no contact ex-boyfriend. She was so out of his league.
Mm-hmm. It always is.
And
that
you
way.
Went to Chili's.
Yeah.
Okay. I love Chili's.
I know.
Sorry, that's your guys'
But the sentence made more sense when you said it was at Chili's.
Listen,
with the scenario,
I
was like, it's probably every table there.
I love Chili's, but go with your girls.
Yeah.
The only reason you're talking to an ex is because you want to keep the door open.
Yes.
No matter what. Especially in heterosexual relationships, there's no other.
Yeah.
There's no other reason.
There's no
someone
reason.
Has some intention, whether it's you or the other person, to keep you in the orbit.
Yep.
of no their life.
And I will say
there's
this.
No
I tried,
exception to this rule.
There's no exception.
I tried to be friends with an ex for a couple of years once, like close friends with an ex. And every time I went on a date, I felt guilty. Every time I went on a date, wow. I felt like I was cheating on him, even though he didn't want to be with me. I still felt guilty. I felt like I couldn't like talk to him about it. I felt so weird. And that's such clear evidence that we should not be friends.
Yeah.
If I'm not going on dates because I feel weird about how you're going to feel about it, you're not my fucking friend.
Yeah. And also, respectfully, if I've ever loved you, I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be your friend, because seeing you as somebody else is way too painful. Whether it's been years from now, it's like, I'm never going to be like the cool girl.
No.
Yeah. Like, I'm tired
That's
of
a
that.
Hell.
Also,
That's
I
hell.
Feel like I'm putting myself on a cross for you. Like, I don't like that.
I also feel like guys do that. Like, I've definitely dated the brand of guy who does that because he's afraid of being the bad guy. He wants to break up with you, but he wants to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
So he goes, I was dating someone once who said to me, while we were dating, he was like, man, I hope if anything happens between us, if we break up, I hope that we would still be friends. Mm-mm. And I literally went, I was like, so you're going to break up with me. So you're saying you're going to break up with me.
Yeah.
Also, it's not his choice whether you want him in your life.
Right.
You can't just say that. That's 50-50.
And then he was like, yeah, by the way, like a week later, he was like, when I said that, I already knew. And I was like, so did I by you saying that.
I'm sorry.
You
That's
were just
horrible.
Trying to be a nice fucking
that
guy.
Sucks.
You're not a nice guy.
You're not a nice guy.
Or maybe you are a nice guy, but you don't like me.
No, that's
whatever.
That's not nice guy behavior. I'm sorry.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, my point is, breaking up with someone doesn't make you a bad person. Breaking up with someone and pretending to be their friend and making them feel weird for 3 years does make you a bad person.
I would never offer to be someone's friend if I ended it with someone, because that's their choice whether they want to be my friend.
I've only done it because I was still in love with them.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever done it.
We've all been there. I get it. Don't talk to your exes. I just don't. I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I get it, but I know it's that way because of, for bad reasons.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Do you guys ever check up on them on Instagram and be like...
I think it's human nature.
Yeah. I usually end up blocking them, but like... late enough that they won't really notice.
Yeah.
But I end up blocking them for my own.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Which is right.
I don't want to see your new girlfriend who looks like me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. I agree.
I think I used to be, when I was younger, I was really bad at like checking.
Oh.
I would have a good day and I'd go, let's cry.
Yeah.
And then I would like it was like it was like self-harm. Yeah. I don't want to see everything.
I'm too old to cut myself.
Yeah.
So I have to hear Instagram.
I'm like
story.
On their Venmo. Oh, this is the girl's name. Like I would go deep. And now it's just like
FBI.
I love going
searches.
On the Venmo. And seeing that, like, she, like, he made her Venmo him for coffee, and I'm like, you guys aren't even happy.
Yeah, that's all I've done.
You guys aren't even happy.
Things must be really sad.
It's like his coworker.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you treat her like shit too, huh?
His aunt. You're like, oh, I hope you break up soon.
And he's like, not thinking about you at all.
Not thinking about you. He hasn't thought about you once since you broke
maybe
up.
Not even when you were dating,
right.
To be honest.
You don't exist to him.
I know.
And you're on Venmo like it's social media? Stand up!
Stand up,
Stand
please.
Up is so good. I haven't done that in so many years. Thank freaking God.
I know. It's a good thing. Wait, I want to hear your. I want to hear another of your respectfullys. Do we have to go? Ronnie, how far are we in? Do you know? Okay.
Should I do one more or no?
Let's do a little short one.
Okay. Respectfully, I think that people shouldn't be so sex positive in their 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grow up. Get a family.
It's over. Get a family.
Go read a book.
Yeah.
Go read it. You don't need to have a swing in
Better
your house.
Better yourself.
Go get a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get a real job.
Get calm down. Call your mom. All right. Because obviously things aren't good.
Everybody who listens to this podcast knows that I'm famously sex negative.
And I'm sex positive.
And I don't like the swing.
I could tell by your glasses.
Yeah. I have fake tits. We all know what's going
on. I don't like
here.
The swing. I don't like the red LED lights. I don't.
Is that
it's
a thing?
All. Yeah. I've had sex with people who are like, hold on. And then they turn the lights red and I'm like, you're 40.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
You're 40 you're middle aged.
Me tied to the bed. Sir.
Wait, aren't you 40?
Are
you like 40?
That's so funny.
Me and Lizzie, because there's a woman like this in our community that we know. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And I ran into her once with my very adult boyfriend, and she was wearing like a rainbow colored mesh dress.
Yeah.
The curls were crunchy. It was a mess.
Yeah.
And she was like talking about like, I met this
getting fucked.
Yeah, I got fucked by this guy, and then
he had a huge cock.
Yeah, and then then he couldn't buy me anything at the bodega because his food stamps were out. And I'm like,
oh, this is
fine.
Like the worst thing.
Yeah, it's the worst thing. And I was just like, I was talking to Lizzie about it. And I was like, aren't you like 40?
Yeah,
like,
we invented this thing that we say to people now, which is, aren't you like 50?
Yes,
that's so funny.
And it's the meanest thing you can say to a person. But
sorry to interrupt. Aren't you 43?
Right. Yeah. But now anytime some like fucking loser comedian guy is complaining to us about how we can't get a girl to love him because he has an avoidant attachment style, we're both like, aren't you like 50?
Oh God, I mean, so many names in my head.
What are you doing? You're like 50.
Yeah. You have a bad knee. Why are you worried?
What are you talking about?
You're crippled with arthritis and you're like, I just
can't. And you're breaking up with her?
Yes, yes.
You're 50. You have 30 minutes.
Yes, you have 30 minutes.
Don't you know you have 30 minutes?
Me and my husband, early on in our relationship, because we're both ex-sluts, famously, big body counts, but he was
God
like,
bless.
Yeah, love it. But he was like, I don't know if I can be monogamous. And I was also like, not sure, because I'd been a big slut forever, but also secretly was like, all right, let's calm down with this. I've had sex with a snake, buddy. Come on. But I was like, yeah, I think we could like talk about that at a juncture. And there's still a juncture in my relationship where I bet you we could get away with doing some freaky, fun little shit together. Like, I don't think that's off the table for me, especially the more secure I feel in my relationship. But let's do that privately. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And not have it be our identity. Like, I love a cool couple that's like, got their shit together, whatever, and they'll be like, sometimes we like go to fucking
Tulum. But you've known them for 3 years before you find this out.
Yeah, like
3 years into knowing them.
Yeah.
It's fine. Just be safe. That's the biggest thing. Just be safe.
Yes.
And don't make it your whole deal. Why is it your whole deal?
Yeah.
Well, why you is who no, you that's fuck your you whole have, deal?
That's like people I know that's because they have no other personality.
Yes.
That's always what it is.
And that goes back to your point, read a book.
Calm down.
Yeah. Take a chill pill. Yeah. I was talking to an open couple. Again, he was like 4 feet tall, had a bad mustache. Yeah. She was like 7 feet tall and like looked like a Gaelic fairy.
Yeah.
And was like a famous director. I'm like, great. And he just kept pestering me and she wouldn't. And I'm like, she doesn't like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop taking photos of the mirror on the ceiling. Where
you're embarrassing
sex.
Your partner.
Yeah.
Yes. You're embarrassing
aren't
your
you
partner.
Embarrassed?
Aren't you embarrassed?
Aren't you embarrassed?
Aren't you like 40?
Aren't you 40?
Grow
up. You're wearing a mesh tank top?
This is, I think, the overall theme of everything that we've said so far is who you fuck has nothing to do with who you are. So, like, your body count, the kind of freaky, cool sex you're having, the fact that you're open, all of that, that has nothing to do with who you are. And I actually think that it's the least interesting thing about
sure.
you.
Sure. I don't even want to...
Now if you have a fun story.
That's what I'm saying.
I love gossip.
I like to learn about
But so often these people don't even have a fun story.
No.
It's just about how they get fucked all the time or they fuck all the time. Boo!
And they're like graphic designers. They have like the most boring job.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're like, oh, this is you need this.
Yeah.
This is all you have.
This is your moment on stage.
Yeah.
In front of the class.
Ugh. I am sex negative, you're right.
Nice, me too.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm holding it down. I'm the only freak in this pod.
Stop doing weird shit.
And I'm 40.
Stop doing weird shit. Fuck someone who loves you and be normal. Whatever happened to kissing and hugging?
There we go.
And I'm here to
and
say.
And hand jobs.
Do whatever you want to do.
There we go.
I think hand jobs are cool and missionary sex is underrated.
Wait, are you 40?
Yeah. Famously, I'm 49 years old. And I think hand jobs are cool, missionary is underrated, and you should hug and kiss someone who loves you.
Brave for New York.
And it should be a man and a woman. No,
oh my God, it's a unique take.
Yeah, in Trump's America.
I don't care what gender the person is, but just have regular sex with
them. Right. And go to sleep, enough.
And then cuddle and watch a movie. Watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
I respect your lifestyle and you can respect mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where you're friends. Oh my God.
We gotta go. Amy, tell the people where they can find you.
I have the worst Instagram handle.
That's
it's fine.
Okay.
It sounds like a SoundCloud rapper. It's real, R-E-A-L, and then .amy.cardinelli.
Yeah, we'll put it in
It'll be in the notes.
Yeah. But your Instagram's hilarious.
And you are real.
Yeah, and you are real.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Amy's
I love you so much. Thanks for having me. It's just
anytime.
So nice.
Oh, my God.
I feel warm inside.
Go comment on Amy's fucking reels about how hot she is.
Yeah.
She's a moron who doesn't know it.
That's crazy.
If I had a body like yours, I would be...
I'd be insufferable.
I'd be insane.
First of all, nothing matters.
I would be like, honey. Just be chill. You're honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just be chill. I can't... I agree, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Amy's a beautiful woman. Let her know.
So are you guys.
Thank you. Well, yeah,
come on.
I les out on both of you happily. I made derogatory comments to both of you that are too specific.
We're all going to hug and kiss after this.
Patty cake.
And watch a movie. Lizzie, where can they
follow
find
you? Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, and I have a show every Wednesday in Brooklyn at 9 at the Gutter called Comedians You Should Know.
Don't tell set is so good.
Thanks.
I was watching. I watched it multiple times.
Thanks.
I don't
think
as your friend, I'm allowed to say it was so fucking good.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks,
buddy. Go watch Lizzie's Don't Tell Set.
I have it on my search. I watched it.
Yeah. That's nice.
Andrea Comedy 69 on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Respectfully Podcast. Good night.
Well, that was so nice.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Great.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous women.